Everyday Beats and Hierophants on Manuel Arturo Abreu's For Hierophants. Leaves, shriveled and previously disregarded, twitch under a light breeze in the beginning of Manuel Arturo Abreu's For Hierophants 2019, newly considered through the lens of a Google Nexus 5, as if shaken from singular and static epistemological grounds. Are these leaves for hierophants, the Grecian priests, or displayers of holy things who chanted sacred symbols during ceremonies of mysteries within the Eleusinian cult? Or maybe they are the hierophant of the papal tarot card, indicating a guide of conventional wisdom? Rather than answering these questions, tripartite digital windows plunge us into the mystery of the screen. Metallic, metronomic pulses syncopate across the virtual air, offset from the video's pacing. Layered atop one another, windows frame and reframe viewers within sights of an underwater Dominican cave, a 2019 drive through San Jose de Ocoa, Guayabin, and Santo Domingo of the Dominican Republic, and a Pentecostal meme stating, "Pinta tu cielo de esperanzas con el pincel de la fe." Paint your sky of hopes with the brush of faith. Fading in and out, the scenes shift and slip, uneasily adjacent and overtop one another amidst zooms and eclipses. A frame playing footage from an underwater discovery of artifacts and Abreu family photos, family videos of a child drinking Gatorade circa 1998 in Oval Park, the Bronx, are configured side by side. Next to them, video of a candle stuck atop a can of Foco soursop juice, jugo de guanabana, rests below another view of wandering footage from a backyard in San Jose de Ocoa, with the voice of Abreu's mother softly recalling recuerdos, memories, of a blue house as synthesized undulations swell. The enigmatic images, much like the aural rhythms and shaky bodily navigation of the camera, flow non-linearly, inventing temporalities all their own within the curious musical structure of the Bulerías compás, a flamenco rhythm that has long intrigued the artist. The effective relationship among the times of the associated videos join other conceptions of duration, shaped by personal memory and projections of the future in Abreu's For Hierophants, destabilizing the dialectic between what Abreu terms magical thinking, or thinking without reason, and ritual, or ceremony within a system of belief. The stretching of this duality ordains neither resolution nor explanation. Instead, the video offers up this everyday tension for contemplation, leading us away from spiritual expectations. Abreu's For Hierophants orients itself around esoteric movements, much like musical parts, but without codified tempi. They flow into one another and even emerge and dissipate throughout. Each finds form in salvaged footage and images from the artist's defunct laptop that they collated into a work perhaps never meant to be, but that nevertheless debuted in the exhibition Not Total at Paragon Art Center of Portland Community College in Oregon in 2019. The durational sections retain a sense of this subjunctive tenor, expanding and contracting and for hierophants, defying linear time. The Bulerías compás operates as a type of container that demands rather than represses collaborative improvisation among players, here Abreu's collage materials. Abreu transposes this demand in video, guided by their abiding research of non-Eurocentric histories of abstraction, writers such as Sylvia Winter and Wilson Harris, their own poetic practice, theorization of memes, and study of linguistics, all of which integrate themselves within the effective, personally memorial, and futural timescales in For Hierophants. 1. downbeats, remate, and affect. The history of flamenco emerged with the Gitanos, or Iberian Roma people, who developed its musical and dance forms in their ancestral migration from Rajasthan to Iberia, as Abreu shares from their research. Colonial conquests complicate this meandering history, with cultural constructs that attempted to subjugate what performer and dance historian K. Mira Goldberg understands as its bula gesture. This term denotes a proclivity towards what colonizers recognized as danced deviance, but what contemporary Black performance theory identifies as resistance and dissent. As such, Abreu recognizes the Western musical form of the bularias compás as a strange analysis, as it, quote, is a compromise between Western ears and the ears of the Gitanos, end quote. Western analysts tend to hear the bularias compás in 12 beats, like a clock, with one measure of 6/8 and one measure of 3/4 time with a downbeat. In this way, the 12 precedes the 1. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Abreu notes that the Gitanos did not count the compás in 12 and would have understood the semblance of a downbeat as remate, or a seeming conclusion of a section that actually indicates the next. I recall these complex historical and musical negotiations with Abreu's generous guidance as a means to elucidate the affect of the first section, one characterized by what my ear understands as a downbeat, or anticipated as a remate. It appears to end, and yet it sets off the following part of the overall phrase. Likewise, among the tripartite screens, we search for structured harmony or ritual, but the expectation of perfectly repeated timing misaligns magically, purposefully disarticulating the screens from one another. The home footage holds its own next to the found footage of underwater discovery, and eventually against the candle atop a can. Neither the childhood quench of a Gatorade in a park nor the quiet votive candle are subsumed in formal or ideological hierarchies beneath the aqueous archaeological exploration, as one might expect. Such presumptions are not reversed either. Instead, the frames overlap tautly, infusing compounded and ordinary refreshment, skeptical wonder, and expectation into this arcane beginning. This effective adjacency, analogized by the forethought of remate, or a downbeat, is never lost, but continues to propose and upend structures to come. 2. Lilting, hemiolas, and personal memory. In the second movement, Abreu pivots our perspective from the blue house shown in three-part multiplicity to that of a singular point of view. Turning from the remate, that which seems to conclude a musical phrase and simultaneously carries on, we remain on a temporal journey, shifting slightly to lilts, or known in Western musical notation as hemiolas, three beats evenly separated into the time of two. Architectural references orient and reorient us from the blue house of Abreu's grandfather in San Jose de Ocoa to a home in Portland, Oregon that the artist shared with a now-forgotten roommate, and finally into a clandestine exhibition. The overall scene creates a loop, a return, a digital migration through Abreu's memories of sight, place, and home. The on-the-fly filming renders it ordinary and yet magical, reveling in the filmed fragments instead of its wholeness, and refusing an appeal to ritualistic nostalgia. Abreu nonchalantly invites us into their former home in a nondescript, seemingly empty room. The camera pans up and down, slowly and methodically, then from side to side, like the emphases in a hemiola. The persisting bularias compás ticks atop the synths, resembling dampened electronic organ swells and scales of crackling arpeggios. Each pan of the camera captures delicately sculpted detritus left by the roommate and exhibited in this secret show titled Recipes from 2015. But the camera does not document as much as it registers a visual resonance among materials, almost like improvisations within the actual rhythm. Assonant white wooden curves against the tan floor, the hard stop of a concrete block next to the closest door pane, frigative wire-bound dried bamboo displayed vertically from ceiling to floor, the sonority of a perforated plastic circle over window glass, and the dissipating linger of sibilance in charcoal strewn diagonally across the floor, an air freshener, charred wood, coal, dust, plastic bits. Each has a familiar vibration not sounded, like a beat slightly off and yet acutely and effectively intoned. What at first resembles Abreu's documentation for previous surreptitious exhibitions that they've realized, here figures differently, as a scenario slipping into other sites and times, like the dragging lilt of the Bulerías compás. The personal places disclose Abreu's looping memories that travel and return, and simultaneously in their fragmented forms, remind us of our own. 3. Push, pushy, push. In the final moment of Abreu's footage of their former house and covert exhibition, Abreu's fingers slide across the camera lens. With this touch of digits, we revert back into a digital paraspace, and the temporal pace veers from the lilting drag to a buoyant push forward. It's not unlike the conversion in the Bulerías compás's final sequence of 3-4, or what broadly sounds like an unemphasized beat followed by an emphasized one. In the first window, Abreu begins to swipe, sliding their fingers across a smartphone keyboard, but only the blue digital and indexical residue is visible on screen. We see no fingers. Abreu's asemic writing, a wordless writing with no specific semantic aim, guides this chance-based movement of digits. This process, which uses gesture and observation to see what lexical material the swipe algorithm generates, is one of transcoding, or a way, as Abreu theorizes, to utilize machines such as phones as a type of faith or chance-based system. In temporal terms, it is an alternation, a call and response, a push followed by another push into the future. With swipes, Abreu configures sigils, symbols imbued with magical powers, creating aleatoric poetry, or poetry created by chance, below a prefabulated phone title, Note, at Portland, Oregon. While purportedly in Portland, the sigil configurations across the swiping keyboard result in poetry inscriptions untethered to place or codified language, as the first lines read, divisibility blurbs, doubting, ugh, together. The pittering of typing and swiping melds and replaces the beats of the Bulerías compás, exchanging rhythms, improvising anew. The sounds meld with the ambient noise of surrounding scenes, once again in tripartite organization. Adjacent to the window of swiping, another scene with footage of a landscape shot by a friend in San Jose de Ocoa appears. In the background, the final view of a Pentecostal meme emerges. La fe tiene la capacidad de mover la mano de Dios cuando la tuya no tiene fuerzas. Faith has the ability to move God's hand when yours has no strength, and dissolves. God's, or Abreu's, hand is hidden from view in the footage and meme, but present in the blue mark-making. It would seem that this faith, composed of swiped sigils, instead of pointing towards a transcendent futurism, occurs within a future now. In the middle of this swipe meme musing, Mami calls abruptly. Swiping, sigils, and poetry cease. Is this a moment of reality, breaking through the esoteric magic apparently just for hierophants? Or is it another alternation of times, one of many magical moments compressed into more than 12 beats and summoned by the mind stretching beyond the supposed structures and powers that be? Abreu's video revels in such juxtapositions of ritual and magic, contained within sights and temporalities that irresolutely cohere within the everyday. In fact, much like Abreu's last line of aleatoric poetry, push, pushy push, it insists, OFC, 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 or, of course, that we continue to recognize this dialectic. Because maybe we're all hierophants.